Alright, let's build a proper old-school jungle-style intro with that chopped vinyl character, and then slam it into a rolling bass line that feels heavy, tight, and DJ-friendly. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and we're aiming for that late 90s, early 00s energy but with enough control that it still hits in a modern mix. Settle in, because the win with this workflow is that once you build it once, you can repeat it fast on future tracks. First, project setup. Set your tempo. If you want pure jungle vibes, you can live around 160 to 165. If you're leaning old school drum and bass, 165 to 172 is common. We'll sit at 168 BPM as a nice middle ground. Now go into preferences, record, warp, and launch, and set your default warp mode complex. That'll generally behave nicely on musical samples, especially anything that sounds like it came off vinyl, a tape rip, or a resampled loop. Create a few tracks so we stay organized. Make an audio track called Vinyl Sample, then a MIDI track called Vinyl Chops, because we're about to turn the sample into a playable instrument. Then two more MIDI tracks, one called Bass Sub, and one called Bass Mid or Bass Res. If you like working with returns, create a return for a dub echo and one for a plate-style reverb. Optional, but it helps nail the vibe quickly. Now the intro engine. Chopped vinyl character. You need a source sample. It can be a chord phrase, a pad, a little melody, a spoken line, a stab. Honestly, even one bar can be enough. The key is that it has some personality. Something with imperfect timing or room tone is a bonus. Drag your sample onto the vinyl sample track. Turn warp on. Start with Complex or Complex Pro. Then adjust the segment BPM so it sits with your project groove. But here's the teacher tip. Do not completely sterilize it. For the style, the right-wrong timing is gold. Use fewer warp markers than you think you need. Just catch the downbeats and obvious moments. Let micro drift exist. If everything snaps perfectly to the grid, it stops feeling like a record and starts feeling like a clean loop pack. If your loop is still a little too perfect after warping, you can even nudge one or two warp markers slightly late by a few milliseconds, so it leans back. That little lazy drag right before the drop can feel ridiculously authentic. Once it's looping, we slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Choose a neutral slicing preset. For slicing mode, start with Transients, because it's fast and usually finds the interesting bits. If it gets too chaotic or the sample is too smooth, switch to slicing by 8th notes or 16th notes. 8th note chops tend to give you that classic, grid-chopped old-school feel, especially at 168. Now you've got your chopped instrument, usually sitting in a drum rack with simpler slices. This is your vinyl deck, basically. Let's program a classic jungle intro chop pattern. Create a MIDI clip on the vinyl chops track. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar loops. Old-school intros breathe. They're not supposed to be constant fireworks. Bass is part of the tension. Here's a simple 2-bar concept you can copy. In bar 1, hit a slice right on the first beat, then another on beat 3, then a tiny ghost hit late in the bar. In bar 2, answer with a hit around beat 2, then something near beat 4, and then stop before the loop comes back. That stopping moment is important. It makes it feel like a DJ is writing the phrase rather than a loop just looping. Duplicate that into 16 bars, but vary it every 4 bars. Even one different slice choice or one missing hit will keep it alive. Now we do the character chain, the stuff that makes it feel sampled, dusty, and pressed to wax. On the vinyl chops track, first add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%. Then turn on the LFO inside auto filter and keep it subtle. Rate at 1/8 or 1/4, and a small amount, like 5 to 10%. We're not trying to do a dramatic wobble. We're trying to simulate hands on the mixer and tiny tone shifts you'd get from old gear and old recordings. Next, add vinyl distortion. Turn tracing model on. Drive around 1.5 to 3.5 to start. Pinch around 1 to 2, easy does it. Then crackle. Keep it controlled, like 0.5 to 1.5. You can automate crackle later so it rises in the intro, and then backs off at the drop. Teacher note. Too much crackle makes the track feel cheap fast, and it can mask the transients of your chops. Next, add redux. This is your sampler era edge. Start subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits, and downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. If it suddenly sounds like a broken radio, pull it back. For harshness, redux is usually the first suspect, so reduce it before you blame everything else. Then add roar. Choose tape or overdrive. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep it musical. Use the tone controls to avoid ripping your ears off in the top end. We want worn, not brittle. Then add utility. For the intro, you can go a little wide, like 80 to 110%, but keep an eye on low end. If the sample has low frequencies, consider using the bass mono feature, or just make sure nothing below about 120 is getting weird in stereo. At this point, you should have a chopped phrase that feels like it's been through time. Now let's add the dub space, because jungle intros love atmosphere, but we want controlled atmosphere. On your dub echo return, add echo. Set the time to dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the echo. High pass around 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud your low end, and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it's not fizzy. After echo, add a saturator with 2 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip-on, just to make the repeats feel printed. Then a reverb, small to medium, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds and high pass around 300 Hz. On the plate return, add reverb set to a plate or bright hall, but filter it. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, high pass 300 to 600 Hz, low pass 7 to 9 kHz. Now send your chops to these returns sparingly. If you drown the chops, you lose the cut and the groove. The trick is, vibe without wash. Extra coach move, make the chops feel like a DJ is writing the record. Instead of one huge filter sweep, automate small changes every couple bars. Tiny cutoff movements. Slight utility gain dips, like half a dB to 1.5 dB, at the ends of phrases. That creates a human, mixer-like dynamic. It's subtle, but it makes the intro feel performed. And if your chops still feel too grid perfect, use the groove pool. Add a little swing, like 5 to 15, and commit it. Don't overdo it. This isn't hip-hop swing territory, but just enough to get it off the rails in a good way. Now, the bass line. Sub plus re split. Old school jungle bass hits hardest when the sub is clean and steady, and the mid is dirty and moving, so we keep them separate. Start with the sub track. Load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave, that's your foundation. Choose your key. For DNB weight, F, F sharp, or G are common. Use whatever matches your tune, but those are typical starting points. Set the level so it's strong but not clipping. If it feels too pure and you need it to read on smaller speakers, you can add a tiny bit of harmonics. Enable oscillator B as a sine, set it an octave up, or with a ratio of 2.00, and keep it really low. The idea is hint of harmonic, not a second bass. Process the sub. Add saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive and soft clip-on. Then auto filter high pass around 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. Then a compressor sidechained from your kick. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't completely erase the front of the bass. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, and you'll adjust that by feel. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. And make the sub mono. Utility width at 0%. Always, clubs don't negotiate with stereo sub. Now the mid or re-sub bass. Load wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw. Oscillator 2 also to a saw. Detune them by around 10 to 25 cents. Add unison, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount modest, like 20 to 40%. We want thickness and movement, not a trance supersaw. Use the filter. Low pass 24. Start around 200 to 800 Hz and plan to automate it later. Add movement. Map LFO 1 to the filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/8 notes. Keep the amount subtle, like 5 to 15%. Optionally, add a second tiny LFO to oscillator 2 pitch. Barely any amount, just to give it stability like a slightly sick piece of hardware. Now process the mid bass. Put roar first. Style overdrive or bass. Drive around 10 to 30%, mix 50 to 80% depending on how aggressive you want it. Then EQ 8. High pass around 100 to 150 Hz. This is crucial. You're making room for the sub. If you don't do this, your drop will feel muddy and inconsistent. If something honks or boxes out, check 250 to 500 Hz and notch gently. Optional. Chorus ensemble for old school width, but be subtle. 10 to 25% amount. You want thickness, not that obvious watery chorus effect. Then sidechain compress it from the kick. Similar settings to the sub, but you can go a little stronger, like 3 to 6 dB gain reduction, so the mid growl breathes around the kick while the sub stays more consistent. Utility on the mid. Width can be 90 to 120%. Because we already filter the low end out. Now write the rolling bass pattern. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip and keep it simple. A classic move is root note plus fifth, like F and C. Or if you want a darker mood, root plus minor third. like F and A flat. Rhythm-wise, you're aiming for syncopation. Notes on the downbeat, then pushes slightly off the grid subdivision so it rolls. Try this feel. Start on the first beat, then another hit late in beat 2, then something on beat 3, then another late hit before the bar ends. In bar 2, keep it moving, and then change the last note occasionally like every 4, 8 or 16 bars so it feels like it's going somewhere. There's a classic jungle trick here, the note flip. Duplicate your bass clip, and in only the last quarter bar, transpose the last note up 7 semitones to the 5th, or down 2 semitones as a passing tone. Use that variation sparingly. It's a tiny change that creates forward motion without turning your bass line into a melody. Now group your bass tracks. Select sub and mid. Group them into a bass bus. On the bus, add EQ8 and gently dip 200 to 300 Hz if it's boxy. Then add glue compressor, 2 to 1 ratio, attack 10 ms, release on auto and just kiss it with 1 to 2 dB reduction. This is not for slamming. It's for coherence. Optional. A limiter just as safety, ceiling around minus 0.3, catching peaks, not crushing. Advanced but very useful. Controlled clipping on the bass bus. Instead of relying on a limiter to do heavy work, add a saturator with soft clip on and let it shave just 1 to 3 dB off the peaks. That can make the bass feel printed like old masters, louder and denser, without destroying the groove. Now arrangement. Intro to pre-drop to drop, DJ friendly.